claro, né?
O que testa no olho?
Tu testa em manto.
I thought I'd start this morning's class with a brief review of our opening talk we gave a couple of days ago. Some of you weren't here, so it's good for those who weren't here, plus some of you may have forgotten already what I said. So many things happened in between then and now. Of course, it was Aslesha, which I thought was interesting, the first day. So it was Yogaswami's nakshatra, so we received Yogaswami's blessings on the first day of our Mahasamadhi observance. Very good sign. So then I went on to mention that usually when a memorial observance is held for a great person, the total focus is on the past. You know, he did this, he did this, he did this. He was a great person. And that's it. But, of course, in the case of Gurudeva, and in fact, in the case of any Sadhguru, though, of course, we want to honor his accomplishments, it's even more important to focus on the ways his influence continues to live on in the lives of his devotees. So, how he lives is more important than what he did. So then we went through the three ways I chose to talk about how Gurudeva lives on, and the first one was by influencing us from the inner planes, and it's one of my perks. I get to receive some very wonderful email all the time, very inspiring. You know, sometimes three or four members of a family will write in the same day, each one telling about a dream of Gurudeva that they had. You know, the whole family was in the kitchen once, so, and with Gurudeva. So about three or four members of the family sent me the same dream the next day without knowing the other one did. Because they don't talk that much, they just send it in. So get to hear about some wonderful dream experiences. So I chose two emails to share. First one is from a student who is just studying on her own. So we don't really know her. She's not that close, never been here. And this was in 2002. She wrote in and said, "I just wanted to let you know that ever since Gurudeva had his Mahasamadhi, I have experienced an acceleration in my spiritual understanding and especially in my practices. I really feel that I am being helped by Gurudeva's energy now. Have others said that they are experiencing this as well?" So, of course, lots of people have said that. And the way I sometimes respond if someone asks about that aspect is that you know, everyone who's practicing sadhana is moving forward through their karma, you know, the same karma. But they're moving forward more quickly, I think. You know, their spiritual progress has been accelerated by Gurudeva being on the inside. He's accelerating the progress. So depending on how much energy we're putting into our sadhana, our progress is accelerated accordingly. The other way I like to explain it is like Gurudeva is there on the inside pulling each of us toward the state of consciousness that he is in. So how close we get depends upon us. But he's there. He's like pulling on a rope. You know, we're tied to the other rope. He's pulling on this rope. It's attached to each of those who are studying his teachings and pulling us toward the state of consciousness that he is in. So consequently, we're able to experience deeper states of consciousness now than we were before. So how all that works, I don't attempt to explain that, but that seems to be the result, whatever the process. Then there's a second email. This one's particularly nice, from one of our church members. "I was walking with Gurudeva along a path through green hills with beautiful trees and flowers, like at the Adinath. I said, "Oh, Guru Dev, it's so nice to see you. Seems like things are changing. How do we remember you? I wish you were here still." Sound familiar? Mm-hmm. We've probably said that to ourselves a thousand times. Gurudeva says, "I am here. As long as there is someone, even one person, reading my writings or sayings, I will be here." So that's a very interesting point. And I made it. Make sure I didn't lose that email in the middle of thousands of emails. 6,000 emails in my sent. I had to look for it. Fortunately, I found it. So it shows the importance of Gurudeva's writings and how he's connected to his writings. He doesn't say, you know, as long as someone is standing in Kaudavol, or as long as someone is worshipping at Iravan, or as long as someone is here or there. No, it's not being in a place. It's studying his teaching. So, of course, we can do this from anywhere. We don't have to be here to study Gurudeva's teachings. So, you know, as long as we're studying Gurudeva's teachings, we're tying into him. And he's tying into us. And so that connection stays there and grows stronger according to the amount of effort we put into it. So, consequently, we're very fortunate to have the Master Course Trilogy, which provides all the teachings. And for some of us, like me, if I lift all three, it provides some exercise as well. Heavy. So the idea of working from the inner planes is the theme that Gurudeva lives on, because he's working with us from the inner planes. So this naturally leads to the question, how can we improve our ability to work with Gurudeva in the inner planes? And what do we need to do? Did Gurudeva give us any guidelines or suggestions on how to better attune ourselves to the inner planes? Unfortunately, he did. I'll read the quote. But first, to summarize the quote, the idea is the repetition of mantras, japa yoga, just before sleep, after relaxing the body through hatha yoga and diaphragmatic breathing. So he's giving three things: mantras, hatha yoga, and diaphragmatic breathing. If those are done right before we go to sleep, then that helps us go deeper in our sleep and go into the inner planes. So there's a nice quote which I wanted to read from Merging with Shiva on this. "When japa is well performed and the sincere desire is maintained to transcend the forces of the physical body and enter into the astral schools of learning, the aspirant would have dreamless nights. A deep sleep would prevail. There may be a few seconds of dreaming just before awakening, to which one should not pay any attention, as the astral body quickly enters the physical. But a deep dreamless sleep is in itself an indicator that the Purusha is totally detached from the physical forces and totally intact and functioning in the Devaloka. The Mayan Academy is an academy in the Devaloka in which rishis of the Nandinava Sampradaya teach, help and guide tens of thousands of devotees of God Shiva who have been influenced by the words and teachings of our Sampradaya." Unquote. Another suggestion Gurudeva makes is in the introduction of Merging with Shiva, where he suggests that the daily lessons of Merging with Shiva are read before sleep each night. And why he chose Merging with Shiva, of course, is it's the most mystical of the three books. It tends to take us deeper in consciousness. So I'll make the same comment I did on Sun 1, because it's important, even though it's repetitious. You may think just because you don't, when you wake up, remember being in the inner planes or remembering being with Gurudeva, you weren't. Some people think that way. It's a natural assumption, right? See, I don't remember being with Gurudeva. I don't remember being in the inner planes. Therefore, I wasn't. And then you hear other people talk about their dreams with Gurudeva, and all of a sudden, big green aura comes up. Oh, they're so lucky. They're with Gurudeva all the time. And, you know, I'm never with Gurudeva. But that's not the case. it's not quite so black and white. It has to do with the fact that the ability, shall we say, of some people to remember their dreams. Some people remember their dreams very, very well, but that's unusual. Most people don't remember their dreams, not meaning the dreams right before you awaken. I mean, meaning the dreams that started maybe at midnight or something, when you were really sound asleep. Some people remember them, others don't. Sometimes you remember them if you wake up, like at 1:30 or 2 in the morning, you might remember it, because it was so recent. So, just because you don't remember it, doesn't mean it didn't happen. So therefore, how do you know it happened if you can't remember if it happened? Sounds like cognizant and ability. Well, you have to ascertain the state of consciousness in which you're awakening. If you're awakening and you're kind of sleepy and this and that, and you know, you have to pull yourself together and have a cup of coffee or whatever before you really think clearly, you weren't in the inner plane. But, you know, if you wake up and you're really energetic and dynamic and you feel inspired and kind of clear, you know, chances are you were in the inner planes during the night, because that's the energy that comes from the inner planes, the same energy that comes from meditation. So if you wake up and feel like you've been meditating, it means you're in the inner planes. If you wake up and feel like, you know, you had some unusual dreams you wish you didn't have and this and that, unless they only lasted a short time, you weren't in the inner planes. So how to figure out what was taught to you in the inner planes when you don't remember being in the inner planes is an even greater challenge. But it can be done. You just have to look for signs in your thinking. What does that mean? Maybe you have a new idea, a new perspective, a new thought, or a new understanding. Something is resolved. All of a sudden you say, gee, that doesn't bother me anymore. You know, you have to look for something new. It would be intuitive. A new idea. It's there that wasn't there before. And if you find it, you know, it came from the inner planes. It came from being deep within during your sleep. Because you don't get those kinds of things just in an ordinary dream state. So that's one reason the ideal is to be able to wake up early, because we avoid the ordinary astral plane dreams, which become stronger right before and right after sunrise. So if for some reason you're sleeping late, either you just want to, or you got to bed late, you couldn't help it, you may notice that your dream state is kind of shallow and disturbed and more worldly, and feels like people are intruding into your private state of mind or something. Well, that's because you're sleeping late. So definitely it happens. So that's why in yoga practice it's good to get up early if at all possible. And you avoid those dreams, and also you're more attuned to the inner plane experience. If you had one, you can ferret it out more clearly without all that interference coming in and fogging up the mind. So that's that point. So that is Gurudeva lives on through influencing us from the inner planes. That's that topic.